This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have you ever recited a short surah because you were rushing through the prayer? Isn't it awkward to think about how someone might love a short surah, a chapter in the Quran, because it's short and because they can rush through the prayer, finish their conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and go back to their worldly pursuits? Listen to this story. It's going to change the way you think about what you recite of the Quran and how impactful it is depending on your intention. Aisha radiallahu anha, she reports, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him, appointed a man in charge of an army unit who led them in prayer. And he always concluded his recitation in prayer with Surah Al-Ikhlas. This is a surah many people know. This is the surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, he is Allah, the One. Allahu samad, the self-sufficient. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets not, nor was he begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is no one comparable to him. Always recited this surah in the prayer after he finished the other recitation. Now, when they returned to Medina, the companions asked the Prophet ﷺ about this situation. Maybe they were wondering, is what he did permissible to recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ in every prayer? Will it be disapproved? Is it a religious innovation? What will the Prophet say about this man's action? Some of us recite the same surah, the same verses in every prayer without thinking twice. And it might be a short surah, but the intention might be to rush the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about what this man did, and he told the companions, ask him why he does so. The man was asked why he did that, and he said, this surah chapter contains the attributes of Allah the Gracious, and I love to recite it. Look at his intention. He loves this surah because it emphasizes who God is, who Allah is, and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has within it the attribute that is unique, as-samad, that is not found in any other chapter of the Quran. It also emphasizes, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets not, nor is he begotten, which is not found in that wording, in that language, anywhere else in the Quran. And it's a really short surah, but it's a powerful surah because it summarizes in a very remarkably concise manner who Allah is. At a time when people worship multiple deities, idols, and of course Christians worshipped in a way Jesus and gave him a status beyond the messengers and the prophets, revelation came down and in four verses made it so explicitly clear. There's no vagueness about who God is and who God is not. So this companion, he loved to recite the surah because of what it contained of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. This is a beautiful intention and motivation. What do you think the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this man's repetitive recitation? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the companions, tell him that Allah loves him. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this man because he loves the Quran. He loves Surah Al-Ikhlas. His love is proven. Allah loves him because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not reciting in order to rush his prayer. He's not even reciting the surah on its own. He was reciting a surah right before it, but he would always conclude with the surah, proving that it wasn't because it's short. Now the question we have to ask ourselves is, why do we love to recite certain surah of the Quran? What's the intention? Is it because of the meaning? Is it because we have love for it, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because it reminds us of something? Or is it because it's a short chapter? Do we enjoy the short chapters in order to rush away from the beautiful conversation that we're having with our master? Let's reframe the short surah as surah that motivate us and increase our faith. Learn the meanings behind these surah. Let's rethink our intentions on how we pray and how we recite the Quran and why we recite the Quran in prayer. And let's ensure that we're reciting in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love for Him, in order to have our hearts softened, in order to be forgiven for our sins, in order to be rewarded, or perhaps reminded of healing in a time of difficulty, or maybe reminded of the light that follows darkness, paradise after this life for those who persevere. Or it might simply be a reminder of who your Lord is. In any relationship, it's easy to take someone or something for granted. But if you decide to look, to reflect, and to really notice the positive traits of someone or something, it becomes easy to appreciate and love. And believe it or not, our relationship with the Quran is no different. Just like that companion who noticed the traits found in Surah Al-Ikhlas, and the topic that it was addressing was a topic that he loved, we want to be amongst those who are reciting with sincere intentions. And so I want to leave you with this question, and we intend on reading your comments. What is your favorite surah that you recite in the prayer, and why?